Hello friends, it is Nico Lapalusa here. Today I wanted to share something super duper magical, especially for the Disney fans out there. If you have not been to Disney World in the past 3 years, they have added an Avatar world called Pandora based off the Avatar movie with the large blue tribal warrior people. And I want to talk about a ride called the Flight of the Banshee. It's the ride of the present for sure. I've been on, you know, Harry Potter ride, awesome, epic. I've been on this, I remember the Spider-Man ride came out in Universal, super epic. This one takes it just a little bit further. You know, I mean, this is the progressive step of where rides are at now. So first off, the line waits are like 2 to 3 hours. No, like any time of the day you go. But when you get to the ride, you're in this space shuttle. First off, Disney, even the lines are like epic sets of the movie. They have in the line, in the queue, the like chambers used in the Avatar film. Hard to describe, but you can look it up and check it out. So the ride, you mount this motorcycle type of apparatus that adds compression. It like fits to your chest, and then the worker comes and he presses it in, so it sandwiches you into this, like, it's not like a super intense sandwich. It's like a, you know, just a little bit of pressure on the front, a little bit of pressure on the back. You have these handles. You're given these 3D glasses, and you're hung suspended over a screen that has to be 100 feet tall, and it's concave. So it looks like it's the top of your vision to the bottom of your vision. You can look up and see the screen and down. And the premise of the ride is you're flying on the back of a banshee, which is those dragon-like characters in Avatar that people ride around. They fly on, and it takes you through this epic scenes of, you get to explore Pandora, which is the world that they live on, seeing all these different creatures. You end up in a cave where those floating down little seedlings, like from Awa, come down, and it's super fucking magical. Like, and the most epic part where they really advanced was the seat that you're sitting on between your legs. It expands and contracts and makes breathing sounds, so it literally feels like you're riding a living dragon. Not only that, but they fly you through, like, so you'd be flying through a stampede of these creatures, and they would input different smells, sometimes foul, like sometimes kind of gross smells, like what a stampede would smell like, and then sometimes really sweet, and they'd mist you with like ocean water and all this shit. So they literally have your touch covered, they have your sight covered, sounds, smells covered. The only thing they don't really have is like a taste. Like, they don't have taste covered, and I'll fucking call it right now today. You're gonna walk up to these rides, they're gonna hand you a piece of chewing gum, and you're gonna chew it throughout the ride, and it's gonna like change tastes throughout the ride. I don't know how they're gonna play that in, but I'm just a little bit of a prediction as to what they can possibly do next. But literally 3 of the 9 people that I was with the first time I rode it were in tears. Not like they teared up, because the ride is literally like a spiritual freaking experience. You're on the back of this dragon flying through a epic world, just, you know, free falling from like what looks like 1,000 feet up because of the animation that they have in the screen in front of you. And I highly recommend anyone who has had dreams of flying, or they give it a check, you know, you can skydive and all that stuff, get really certified, but this is some next level shit that doesn't require much training. Have a blessed day, everyone. Peace and love. Talk